So I see that this woman, as is recommended, was tested for BRCA germline mutation, was negative. What type of test do you use? And do you automatically send patients for genetic counseling, or do you try to do it yourself?
So I generally use the testing and the companion diagnostic, what was initially approved for olaparib. So that companion diagnostic testing was the FDA-approved test for olaparib, though, as we have all experienced, you don't have to have used the companion diagnostic to get the olaparib approved. However, that test, you can either use just the companion diagnostic, which is BRCA1 and 2 testing, and then it can reflex if negative to a panel test, or perform a panel test. I think that's a big source of interest right now, is what is the better thing to do? Should you test first for BRCA1 and 2 and then kind of reflex if they are negative, or should you just go right to the panel test? Because there are some other interesting mutations that are not included in the BRCA1 and 2 testing that can have implications for other malignancies and treatments. So I think that I have been kind of looking at patients' family histories to help to decide if I want to do a companion diagnostic and then reflex versus just moving right to the panel.
So this lady received, amazingly, 8 lines of therapy, then went to hospice and died. First of all, about how many patients a year die in your practice?
Well, I feel like because I am somewhat new out of fellowship still, and because ovarian cancer has become such a long-term illness to treat, I luckily have not had that many patients pass away from their disease. Patients that I've helped my partners treat, I've seen that more because they've been more established in their care. However, in general, I see probably at least a couple of new ovarian cancer patients a month. And over the course of a year, I probably have a couple of those patients pass away. I think that it's fair to say that the general life expectancy for an ovarian cancer patient is several years, multiple years now, hopefully even longer than that. So I think that's probably a fair estimate for what other practitioners are seeing as well.
Now, how long was it that you were actually yourself taking care of her, roughly?
About 2 years.
2 years.